Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Welcome. Glad you're with us. We're going to be joined today by Cliff Kincaid and then by Trevor Loudon. Cliff Kincaid and then Trevor Loudon. How might Marxist and, Marxist, communist groups, maybe even Islamic groups, but certainly the Marxist, the globalist, take advantage of this crisis? Well, that was my thoughts last night and today in greater depth. And then we found out that even CNN is reporting about Russia's misinformation campaign in the European Union to take advantage of the coronavirus crisis. If you want your friends and family to join us, they can do that live right now at worldviewradio.com/live, worldviewradio.com/live. You might text it, tweet it, Facebook it, email it, call them, and invite them to join us, worldviewradio.com/live, as we talk about the history. There is history here, folks. There is absolutely documented history of communist Marxist groups agitating, particularly in the inner cities, agitating for guerrilla warfare. That came out in congressional testimony years and years and years ago in the period of the civil rights movement. And they openly wanted guerrilla warfare on America's streets. Now, we're not saying that's going to happen. That's not what I'm saying to you. What I'm saying to you is one of the first rules of war is to know your enemy. Know how they might take advantage of things, right? And indeed, there is concern that that's already begun. Even CNN appears to be reporting concerns with that. So we'll be joined today by Cliff Kincaid and then by Trevor Loudon. In fact, Dalton, if you want to get Trevor on the line, he wanted to listen in to our conversation so he could comment on that when we go to him. So again, invite your friends to join us, worldviewradio.com/live. Joining me now is Cliff Kincaid. Cliff, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be with you, Brannon.
You ever seen anything like this? You've lived in the D.C. area for how long? How many years?
About 40 years. I have to say that this is completely unprecedented, but I'm not totally unprepared because, you know, I remember a book I read I have in my library from decades ago. It's called Constitutional Dictatorship, and it's all about how governments, democratic governments, react in a time of crisis. Let's face it, we have to be totally honest about what's happening in this country. I hate to put it this way, but socialism is coming to the United States, but it's coming under President Trump. I mean, look at this package of stimulus that's coming out of the Congress. It's basically socialism. The government has taken over more and more of the economy. Plus, we have, as constitutional dictatorship predicted, the use of emergency powers, the Defense Production Act. We have emergency powers being used by the Federal Reserve. our democratic form of government is hanging by a thread.
Well, it's very interesting because yesterday on Facebook, Twitter, and our website, I put out this short little statement. This is a short little statement I put out yesterday because I was thinking the same along the same lines as Cliff Kincaid. I said, quote, I've been stating for a couple weeks on radio and TV and in print, way ahead of most broadcasters, that based on the research models examining exponential numbers, this coronavirus could get bad and very sad. I fear Americans could see deaths that are rather high, like in Italy. If you believe the most dire models, we could see a million die or more. Other models show far less. However, I think our leaders need to consider that if we embrace socialist policies, more people will die in the long term. There has got to be more balance in our response. I'm afraid politics has overtaken a common sense reproach. I know politicians do not want the horrible crisis on their watch, but the long-term consequences must be considered. I know the socialists and the globalists are really gleeful over this, and we must not let the fear cause us to give them what they desire. We must not let this drag out for 18 months and destroy small businesses and family businesses that are the backbone of this economy. Economic fear, political fear, and religious freedom are all tied together. We must not sacrifice our freedoms by thinking socialism is the solution to this virus. The deaths from this virus will look like a walk in the park compared to the deaths that come from socialism becoming the standard and seen as the solution. Now that's what I put out yesterday afternoon on our website, Facebook, and Twitter. And obviously you're agreeing with that, aren't you, Cliff?
Yes, but I'd only have to say, though, Brannon, that socialism has come to the United States already. It's going to be almost impossible to resist almost a complete federal government takeover of the national economy. And this has been done under Trump. You know, I think back to the last Great Recession, they called it, in 2008, when President Bush, who was a, quote, conservative Republican, said we have to abandon the free market system in order to save the free market system. That justified the bailouts. That justified the Federal Reserve actions. And we're seeing something similar here, although the banks are in better shape. But we're seeing even more use of emergency powers. Now, it goes without saying, and it bears repeating, that we're in this position today because of the actions of two of our enemies in the world, communist China, and don't forget Russia, which has collapsed oil prices for their own long-term gain, threatening to bankrupt our own oil industry. So it's like a tag team match. We had a book come out, Brannon, many years ago, called The Sword of Revolution, about the use of Marxist dialectics. And I know you've covered that on your show. And this is the big phony deception that our intelligence agency has bought for the last 30 or 40 years, is that of the so-called Sino-Soviet split, that Russia and China were at loggerheads. They were opposed to one another. They're not. They're working in tandem. It's like a tag team. Now, at the same time, President Trump is working with the federal agencies and the emergency powers that he has under the law. And we can only hope and pray to God that through American innovation and what's left of the American capitalist system, that we're going to come up with some treatments quickly to arrest this. Because let me tell you, in this CFR article from Foreign Affairs, and that refers to their House Journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, they say this: the human toll of the disease will be the most important cost and the one that could lead to societal disintegration. It talks about scenes we've already seen, such as the recent escape of prisoners in Italy or the looting and the body bags that are coming out. We're already seeing stories about this. We have to hope and pray to God. We have to hope and pray that our scientists can come up with a quick cure or maybe even an effective treatment so we can arrest this disintegration right here and now.
Yeah, absolutely. That Foreign Affairs magazine, what do you think they're hinting at? I mean, we have to remember it's the Council on Foreign Relations, which is probably dominated by a lot of communist folks, but and globalists for sure. But what do you think they're hinting at?
Well, one of the most famous members of the Council on Foreign Relations was Alger Hiss, who turned out to be a State Department spy for the old Soviet Union. He was convicted of perjury for denying he was a Soviet spy. Top State Department official, one of the co-founders of the United Nations, Alger Hiss, a prominent member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And I'm not somebody who focuses in on these exclusive groups like the trilaterals and the CFR, but I'll tell you, I've been paying more close attention to them because they seem to have their finger on the pulse of what's happening globally. They're defending China. They're not attacking Russia. Instead, they're going after Trump. They want Trump to fail. They want our society to disintegrate because they're part of the elites. These are the people who rubbed elbows with Jeffrey Epstein. These are the people who will be on top of the rubble and will be running our lives in the New World Order.
Well, and after we are done talking to Cliff, I'm going to explain to you, I think there's a gigantic information operation campaign underway. I wrote about it in one of my articles last week. I think it's been underway for a while. Most Americans have no clue that this information operation is going on. Information operations can be for good or for ill. I think this one has been for good, to try to prepare the American people for what the government thinks, doesn't maybe know, but thinks is about to occur, and their models are changing all the time. And, of course, they're watching what happens in other countries, as well as obviously here. But while we have an information operation being carried out to try to help the American people, there is an information operation being carried out to try to destroy the American people. Isn't it interesting? We've been studying brainwashing so intently the last 2 years, and now here we see it playing out as a part of this new way of warfare, information operations from within and from without, people who want to use that to help Americans, people outside from within who want to use it to destroy America and American society, including Marxist groups that were behind some of the riots, the L.A. riots, the Watts riots. Don't forget about these folks. Don't forget what they were doing in a time of crisis and how they try to exploit it. And that's what we'll get into with Trevor Louden in just a minute. Not too late for your friends to join us. Text, email, tweet, Facebook, call them. They can join us on the VCY America Network if they're blessed to have a station in their market, or worldviewradio.com/live, worldviewradio.com/live. We'll post this later tonight at simply worldviewradio.com. Cliff, let's get quickly into your article. We have a break coming up in about a minute and a half. We'll come back, finish up with you. But China is now trying to save the world from a virus it unleashed. That's a brand new article written by you over on our website at worldviewtimes.com. Give us the Cliff Note version, because, again, you talk about China and Russia working together. What are they doing? How are they working together, and what are they doing, as you expose in this article?
What prompted this was another article in Foreign Affairs, again, the Journal of the CFR, in which they said, well, China did cover it up. China didn't tell the world about the release of this coronavirus. Now, we can get into whether it was natural, whether it came out of a market or a bio lab, but the fact is that China covered it up. And now China, after using its dictatorship to try to stamp out the disease, and we don't know if that's entirely true, they're trying to say to the world, we can help you out of this. China is the model for the rest of the world. China is the model for the New World Order. And the people at the CFR are saying, well, isn't that nice? Isn't that great? And we're seeing all the media follow along attacking Trump for using the term China virus or Wuhan virus. They're attacking Trump, not China. What is going on here? And they're not really taking into account the role of Russia. Again, this is a tag team. They're working together to destroy not only our economy, but an important part of it, the oil economy. The fact that under Trump we became energy independent. We have got to understand who the enemy is. This is worse than Pearl Harbor, potentially, in the long run. This is much worse, and we've got to dig ourselves out of this rubble before we're buried alive.
Well, and then again, let's get back quickly. The music's playing, but Russia is driving down the oil market. What is their ultimate goal? How are they doing that?
Well, they have enough oil. They're pumping a lot. They're trying to take over the whole market, trying to destroy our oil industry, in addition to destroying the whole economy or the rest of it through the coronavirus. And out of the rubble, Russia will be in charge of oil resources, and China will be on top of the world.
Well, that's Cliff Kincaid, folks, and his website is what, Cliff?
USASurvival.org.
USASurvival.org. Cliff, thanks for being with us. Coming up next is communist expert Trevor Loudon.
I want to send you a free copy of Sabotage and Marxianity. Hello, I'm Brandon House. I want to send you a copy of Sabotage, my documentary that came out in November of 2018. It's 6 hours long, three DVDs, and it's subtitled How the Islamists, Marxists, and Their Useful Idiots Are Destroying America from Within. And then I want to send you a copy free of charge of my over 300-page book, Marxianity. It's subtitled How the Evangelical Deep State and Their Useful Idiots Are Merging Marxism and Christianity Through Social Justice, White Privilege, Cultural Marxism, Illegal Immigration, Interfaith Dialogue, and more. To get these two items free shipped to you right now today, simply go to wvwtv.com/subscription. That's wvwtv.com/subscription. And join the Situation Room for 1 year or 2 year or 3 year. Do any of those years, 1 year, 2 year, or 3 year membership, and I'm going to send you Sabotage, the 6 hour documentary on three DVDs, and my book Marxianity free of charge. Please go join SituationRoom.net, have access to over 1,000 TV shows, not to mention the thousands of radio shows, all of my books as ebook. You'll find all of our conference DVDs and so much more, about $200,000 in materials on demand at the normal retail price. And when you join at the 1 year, 2 year, or 3 year rate right now, I'll send you Sabotage and Marxianity through the mail absolutely free. So please join right now and support WVW Broadcast Network and our expansion and growth. Look, you need to be a member, and we need to raise some capital to pay for amazing growth that we're experiencing and the new equipment and expansion of our website and app and Roku channel. So you join the Situation Room. It's a good deal for you. I'll send you Sabotage and Marxianity, and you're supporting our network. So go right now, if you would, to wvwtv.com/subscription. wvwtv.com/subscription and join at the 1 year, 2 year, or 3 year rate. And I'm going to put Sabotage and Marxianity in the mail on its way to you today.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. Worldviewradio.com. Brand new TV show now. Brand new TV show that I really hope all of you will watch, because, again, the Marxists, the Islamists, the globalists, they really love to take advantage of things, folks. And yesterday I released a brand new TV show. It's very similar, but a lot of new information, as was covered by Dr. Woods and I on Monday, I believe it was. But I filmed it into a whole TV show Monday evening with a lot more information that I uncovered in our research that I did not present in radio. And you'll find it at wvwtv.com. TV 30 in Milwaukee has it to play tonight on TV 30. And, yeah, today's Thursday. Yep, so it should be tonight. And it's titled Global Mandatory Biometric Chipping of Humans Through Exploitation of Pandemics and Immigration Crisis. And you should see this, because I believe prophetically it's helping to set the stage for what the Bible says is coming in relation to a cashless society, and you can't buy or sell unless you have a mark. Well, I review to you with screenshots, no conspiracy here, folks, screenshots of groups like ID2020.org that are working with the Rockefeller Foundation. They're working with Microsoft. They're working with a lot of different groups that are documented. I show you the screenshots, and they say we need to biochip everybody to comply with the goals of sustainable development, Agenda 2030 from the UN. So we need to count everybody and have them all identified by 2030. Well, that's less than 10 years now, folks. And they say that the immigration crisis presents an opportunity to do that. But then last year, they really changed gears and really started kicking into high gear last year, as you'll see with the screenshots from the articles, biochipping everybody with the added benefit of being able to show who's been vaccinated. So they're going to extend vaccination coverage with biometrics. Don't you think this is all preparing the way for that? It's a very important TV show. I hope you'll go to wvwtv.com sometime in the next few days and watch it. wvwtv.com. Now, I was sharing with Trevor Loudon this morning, one of the things, before he joins us here, I was sharing with him today One of the things that I've been noticing the last few weeks, and I write about in an article on our website, is that a great information operation has been carried out, and there are good operations and there are bad operations. I think the good one is that the government has been trying to get people to take this seriously after they saw what happened in China and certainly Italy, and they're continuing to watch Italy. And I think they began to say, with our just-in-time inventory, we need to give Americans time to get the supplies they need. Should we have to quarantine some hot spots? Ask people to voluntarily shelter in place. Kind of things that we're seeing now, right? Haven't seen the quarantine so far, but we did see that actually in New Rochelle, New York. But we're going to have to give Americans time to do that with our just-in-time inventory. So they began to message this a few weeks ago. Did you notice? And the American people began to respond. You have to ask yourself, why is it the American people responded the way they did? They responded the way they did because of the message they were being given by the government. That's why they responded the way they did. And so people came out, bought supplies. Trump, of course, asked them to slow down just a little bit. He met with all the heads of the grocery stores. And I don't know what their plan is for the future. But this has all been a gigantic information operation to get the people ready, because they're not really sure where this might go. Now, that's a good information operation. We heard the talk of quarantines were on the table. Then we heard they're not on the table. Then we heard they might suspend flights to certain cities domestically. Then we heard that they might have to quarantine certain hotspots. You know, the information's changing. Why is it changing like that? Well, one way is because they're always reevaluating hour by hour. But number two is they are indeed sending information as to what can happen. And they want people to be prepared and prepare them both by stocking and supplies, but also prepare them psychologically. Now, while this information operation is going on, I said to Trevor this morning, I think that's what's happening. I think there's an information operation going on to prepare the American people. But I said, I'm very concerned, Trevor, about the information operation that would come from the other side, that this is the fault of America, which we already see China saying, Russia saying, that this is somehow the fault of Trump, that he didn't get ahead of this. He didn't take this seriously. He called it a hoax, which would be taking his words out of context, that he's a racist by use of the fact he calls it the Chinese flu. And this is the fault of capitalism somehow. And they'll use this to agitate people inside the country. And we already know there are Marxist groups here inside the country. There are people inside the country already here that have been agitating and are agitating, right? And so we have to be very aware of what they want to do here. And you see, we already know there are Marxist groups here. We've been following some of their websites, their Twitter, their Facebook page. They're already openly here. That's not a matter of question. They're here. And so what are they going to do? We know that going back to the 50s and 60s, it was well known that the communist groups were here, particularly the 60s. In February 1967, J. Edgar Hoover at the FBI was warning about the communist extremist groups that were here and agitating for the civil rights movement and the Watts riots, and they wanted guerrilla warfare to break out. We know that the L.A. riots, I mean, you can go look it up. It's a matter of record. From the Federalist Papers, Federalist group, the Federalist Magazine, to others that have openly reported that there were communist groups that were behind the agitating that would create the L.A. riots, burning and looting. Now, that was over one trial related to white officers beating a black man by the name of Rodney King, and look what they were able to accomplish with their information operation. They were able to encourage people to riot and burn down their own town. And if you go back to thefederalist.com, there's an article there by Chuck DeVore, April 28, 2017, What I Learned About Civil Unrest During the Los Angeles Riots 25 Years Ago. And guess who he says was behind it over and over? Communist groups. From the beginning of the riots, patrols found flyers calling for insurrection and exhorting violence against law enforcement. Communist organizations and gangs authored the flyers, given the Cold War had ended with Soviet communism's defeat only 2.5 years before. It seemed the American communists didn't get the memo. Well, of course, you and I know that the collapse of the Berlin Wall and communism was all a head fake, and I deal with it extensively in my documentary, Siege, at siegethemovie.com. But did you know they were passing out flyers? And he shows a copy of it. Statement to the troops occupying Los Angeles. Troops, don't let yourselves be used against your brothers and sisters in L.A. This is your welcome home. Many of you returned from the Gulf War to 81 seconds of videotape. And all this goes on and on, talking about the Rodney King thing. And it talks about what they should do. And calling them to arms. And he writes about the fact that the communist groups, again, were largely behind those L.A. riots. Well, after mentioning that to Trevor this morning, he said, well, guess what I just came across today, Brandon? I came across an article that even CNN is reporting on. Did I just say right-wing kooks, conspiracy kooks? No, CNN. CNN headline. European Union says pro-Kremlin media trying to sow panic and fear with coronavirus disinformation. So I called him to say I think there's a positive information operation going on in America to try to prepare the American people for what could happen. But I think there's also going to be enemies within and without trying to take advantage of this, particularly Marxist-type, globalist-type groups, right? Well, then he sends me this. Let me tell you one more thing before I go to Trevor. I'm not for turning to socialism to cure this problem at all. But why is this happening? Now, I don't know this for sure, but I'm going to tell you why I think this could be happening this way. I think it's possible the reason you're seeing Donald Trump each and every day as you are is for a couple reasons. Number one, to keep confidence in the markets. Our economy is largely based on consumer confidence. He wants to try to keep confidence in the markets, to show that there's a plan, that we're trying to fix the problem, solve the problem. We're prepared, trying to be prepared. The second thing is he's up for re-election. So he has to come out and get ahead of this and knock down this idea that he can show no empathy, that he's too narcissistic to care about anybody but himself, and that he thinks this is a hoax. All these things that have been said about him, he's going out there now trying to prove that is a false narrative, fake news. But there's also something else going on. They're laying the foundation for the American people with this information operation, I believe, to say, look, we're trying. We're doing our best. We're taking extraordinary measures. We're doing things that have never been done before. We're now talking about sending you guys checks in the mail. We're talking about a $100 billion plan that he signed last night. I think that was the dollar figure on that one, $100 billion. That doesn't count the $8 billion. I guess it went to the CDC a few weeks ago. So they're laying the narrative with a positive information operation campaign to say, we are working. We are trying. We love America. Do you hear him keep saying that? We love America. We love Americans. We're here for you. We're going to get through this together. Why are they doing that? Now, again, I want to stress this is just my opinion. But I think it's because they are anticipating, and if they're listening to anybody in the intelligence arena that knows information warfare and how our enemies operate, they're anticipating what our enemies are going to do if this does become like an Italy situation. And you start seeing lots of people dead. And I saw the video footage of what was reported by Daily Mail today to be military trucks in Italy in line carrying out the bodies of the dead. Now, because they're being overwhelmed. Now, if that begins to happen in America, we have to be aware of who is going to take advantage of a nightmare like that to begin with their negative information operation and to say this is all the fault of the president, it's the fault of capitalism, it's the fault of nationalism and being too internally instead of externally looking, and they're going to come up with every lie they can. And what they're going to then do, I'm afraid, is ask for people to not behave. Because our system in America is based on a couple things. One of them is consumer confidence that keeps the market afloat. Consumer confidence. And that's why President Trump comes out. That's why he's doing what he's doing, trying to maintain consumer confidence and help the markets not panic by thinking and showing there's leadership at the helm. Number two, our country runs, as we said yesterday, on people willfully choosing to obey the rule of law. Willfully choosing to obey the rule of law. If we lose consumer confidence, we lose confidence in our leaders, and we think this is totally out of control, and you begin to have an economic problem because of lack of consumer confidence, then you can start having a lack of confidence in our leaders. And if you see a very, very negative response, people can begin to then say, who want to exploit this, the Marxist, Maoist, communist groups, your country let you down. They're buffoons. They don't care about you. They let this happen. Where are they? Well, your Congress gets taken off to a bunker somewhere. They have bunkers where they can take members of Congress and keep the government going. They will get their checks. Oh, their checks are showing up every day while yours are not. Their checks show up every month. Their checks show up every 2 weeks. They get their pensions. They got great pensions. Have you heard about their great pensions? What happened to your pension? They get medical treatment. They get first-class medical treatment. What are you getting? See, your leaders don't care about you. This is a result of capitalism. And they begin to use what could be a horrific situation to create revolution. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen. But what I'm saying is one of the first arts of war is to know your enemy. And we go back to the 60s and the 70s. And we see from one grand jury and one FBI report after another, this was going on. Back in the 60s, we even have former communist, one of them who wrote a book, Philip Abbott Luce, Road to Revolution, said all of us as good communists were responsible for doing some work in the riots. And each of us longed for the possibility that Harlem would herald the beginning of a nationwide guerrilla warfare, end quote. Again, there was a grand jury held in 1966 that showed that many of the riots in Cleveland broke out because of the communists. We'll let Trevor Loudon have the mic and respond when we come back. Don't go away.
Siege, sabotage, and Marxianity. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Would you like to receive our docu-movie Sabotage and Siege and my book Marxianity as a package and save money? Well, we have special package prices right now in our store at wvwtv.com/store. That's wvwtv.com/store. Maybe you just want Sabotage and Siege. Well, we have a package price. You'll save money. Or maybe you want, as I said, Sabotage, Siege, and Marxianity. Package deals right now at wvwtv.com/store. Of course, you can get any of these resources individually. All of it right there at wvwtv.com/store.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, website worldviewradio.com. Hey, you know what? This would be a great time for you to spend 8.5 hours watching Siege, the docu-movie, because it will help you understand so much of what's happening and what our enemies have prepared for and can do. So again, if you'd like to go to the website siegethemovie.com, you can watch 1 hour for free. But hey, you're going to maybe be sitting inside sometime soon. Here's 8.5 hours to watch it. Order it on DVD. SiegeTheMovie.com if you're interested. SiegeTheMovie.com. The clear and present danger is pushing America to the brink of a Marxist Islamic revolution, civil war, World War III, and globalism. Yeah, and some of you thought that subtitle was a little out there when I put it out, I'm sure, right? Yeah, are we seeing our Marxist and Islamic neighbors being active? Yes, see, Iran is shooting rockets over into Iraq, killing some of our soldiers last week. Let's see, North Korea is shooting off projectiles. They're communist. Let's see, Russia, we've got some of their jets that have been intercepted over by our jets up there by Alaska. Let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, China blaming us for the virus. And talking about using EMP against some of our Navy ships in the South China Sea. Yeah, nothing to see here. Move along, people. Yeah, I think this is a great time to maybe get the full 8.5 hour docu-movie that shows the history of communism and their tactics. SiegeTheMovie.com. SiegeTheMovie.com. Trevor, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Brandon. Thanks for having me on.
Would you comment on my monologue I gave before you joined us?
Yeah, look, there's nothing I disagree with. Look, we've got to understand that whatever the origins of this virus, as you said, whether it's a natural cause or an escape from a Chinese biolab or whatever, the Russians and the Chinese are full on trying to exploit it. Now, the European, this isn't out of CNN, so you can check this out. The European Union's External Action Service, which is the European Union spy service, says that they have found nearly 80 cases of disinformation about the coronavirus linked to pro-Kremlin media. And the quote, "The overarching aim of Kremlin disinformation is to aggravate the public health crisis in Western countries, specifically by undermining public trust in national healthcare systems, thus preventing an effective response to the outbreak. It is designed to exacerbate confusion, panic, and fear, and to hijack the information space in order to diminish Europe's ability to act in its self-interest. Well, this is typical Russian propaganda. You know, Russia drove the migrant waves into Europe, then agitates against the migrant waves in Europe. You know, Russia supported Black Lives Matter in this country, then supported the anti-Black Lives Matter groups. So this is an old playbook. They are trying to use this crisis to create maximum division in the Western countries to drive down the economy down, because if you drive the economy down, that means military spending gets cut, which gives Russia an even greater advantage than it enjoys now over the West. And as you said, they're working in partnership with China. And I read the communist press, and all the major communist parties are saying, this is Freedom Road Socialist Organization, Communist Party USA, Workers' World Party, China's handling this great. China's public health system, their socialist public health system, is far more effective in dealing with an epidemic than our free market model. They're all pushing the same thing, and they're all pushing a pro-China stance, which should be expected. So you've basically got Russia and China out there. Russia's trying to sow maximum confusion, and the pro-Chinese communist parties are out there telling everybody, this is the fault of capitalism. We have to have a socialist response like in China to get on top of this. And as you said, you know, these groups are all amongst marginalized communities all over the states, stirring up trouble. They were behind the Watts riot. They were behind the Ferguson riots. They organized the Million Woman March in Washington, D.C. They were behind the Dakota Access Pipeline protests in the Dakotas a couple of years ago. We have thousands of experienced revolutionaries on American soil right now just itching for the chance to create mayhem. So President Trump's pursuing the right track to try and bring confidence up. But the only argument I would have is there's a lots of free market responses to this that would be far more effective than massive government programs and have be more effective and less damaging in the long term. We need Absolutely. More free markets operating, not right now, not less.
One of the ones I would put in, I told my wife last week, is I don't know you could get the Congress to go along with it. I don't know if you could do it by executive order or not. But one of the things under war powers and things, I don't know what he can do, but one of the things I think would be a positive free market system, and feel free to disagree with me, but one of them would be to immediately suspend federal income tax and put in federal sales tax. And the reason I say do that, and again, it would have to be the legislation or the executive order would have to be such that you can never have both. That is, exactly. You have one or the other, but you can never have both, or you'll end up with both. You suspend the federal income tax as we know it today. You put in a federal sales tax. What this does is it encourages savings. It also grabs the undercurrent market of drugs, prostitution, gambling, the under-the-table construction work and other things that other people do that are not on the books. So you're talking about the hidden economy that would now be taxed because they have to go to Home Depot to buy their supplies. And if they want to use their profits to go and buy a car or a stereo, then they would be paying the tax as well. So it could generate billions more dollars to the Treasury to offset all the expenses of what we're doing. But it would also encourage people to buy. It would encourage people to save. It would encourage other people to buy because, again, they would say, well, I'm not going to get hit really hard with this federal income tax. Yeah, okay, a sales tax, and they would buy. But, again, those are free market ideas that could helps to solve this versus writing everybody a check, which I'm not for. What are your thoughts on that?
Look, I think that's a great idea, Brandon, you know, and that is the kind of answer I'm talking about, you know. Imagine also if they abolished a lot of the huge regulation on the medical industry. You would have, within a week, you would have trucks driving all over America giving people vitamin A and vitamin D shots for $5 a time, you know, which would do more to protect them and build up their immune system than probably than many other measures might. There are all sorts of innovative ways this could be dealt with if the government got out of the way. Now, the government has a legitimate role in, you know, ports, national quarantines, stopping travel, etc. But let on the ground, let the market work, and you will have all sorts of people coming up real quickly with positive solutions, vaccines, vitamin treatments. You know, this is an immune issue, you know. Why are old people dying? Because their immune system is compromised. Why are young people relatively okay? Because they generally have strong immune systems. Well, let's get out there giving people things that boost your immune system. You know, we've got that now. We have vitamin A now. We have vitamin D now. We have lots of other immune-boosting things. Let's get out there. Just pay about, you know, everybody gets a shot. You know, go out there and companies that make $5-$10 a time giving everybody a shot, and you'd probably cut the death rate down and trim death rate down dramatically.
And we need to encourage tax breaks, capital gains breaks for companies that will go into the business of manufacturing these vitamins and supplements, because far too many of them have been manufactured over in China. So I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
Why not? Why are we not looking? And again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert in this field, but I've done a little studying on this because I told my wife if I ever get cancer, I have no plans of doing chemo or radiation and all that. That's my personal belief.
Right.
You guys do what you want to do, but that's my personal belief on it. I'm just not interested in suffering like that long term. Part of it is because of my assurance of where I'm going. But I would want to see IV bags of vitamin C. I would want to receive IV bags of vitamin C and other things to boost my immune system and to help my cells and things to deal with antioxidants and things like that. So, again, why are we not doing things to help boost the immune system? I totally agree with that. Let's get back to the communist thing here real quick. My friend William Jasper, who I've been in touch with quite a bit in the last few weeks, William Jasper, writing over at The New American, says that one of the organizations involved in instigating the violence in the Los Angeles riots were the Revolutionary Communist Party. Los Angeles County Sheriff Sherman Block said in a May 3rd interview that there was, quote, no question, end quote, that members of the Revolutionary Communist Party were involved in rioting, looting, and arson at a number of locations in Los Angeles. The Revolutionary Communist Party and other communist groups have been, quote, working, end quote, the various ethnic and immigration groups for years and have become expert in crowd manipulation, especially during times when passions are inflamed. Almost every May Day.
You know, the Maoists, they brought 10,000 people into Ferguson, Missouri a few years back. You know, 10,000 people from out of state to create riots that lasted for days and caused a lot of damage, destroyed a town effectively. They are very experienced in this kind of thing. They can start a race riot in any major city in this country at more or less at will. So that's one thing that I hope there are plans in place to deal with this. I hope there are lists being drawn up of known agitators to arrest if this starts to break out, because President Trump's getting ahead of this on the information war, but he's got to get ahead of it on the law enforcement side of things as well. Because you're already seeing panic buying around the country. You're already seeing a little bit of violence breaking out here and there, a little bit of stuff. Well, you know, like in a month's time, this could be all over. We could all be wondering what the problem was.
Yeah.
But also in a month's time, this could be greatly intensified. And there could be significant violence around the country. And the communists are there. I'm talking Workers' World Party, Revolutionary Communist Party, Communist Party USA, and others.
already have extensive networks in every major city in this country and every ghetto in this country. They have networks.
You've already seen what happened in Milwaukee.
They have a proven record of fomenting violence, and they are allied to both Russia and China.
Milwaukee saw violence a couple years ago. Ferguson, as you said, Baltimore. We know there are these Marxist groups in Knoxville, Tennessee. They're in Austin, Texas. We have been tracking where these Marxist groups are. They openly are calling for revolution. They put it on social media, Facebook. They openly talk about it with their Marxist bandanas and guns that they brandish, calling for revolution. You've seen those pictures, right?
Yeah. Yeah, look, absolutely. Look, this is who I study. There are hundreds of these groups out there, and they are working with the Russians, the Chinese, and the Cubans, and the Venezuelans, and the North Koreans, all enemies of the United States.
And we're not saying this is going to
happen. And have major roots in every ghetto, every barrio, every area of discontent in this country. They are already there.
1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, make your comments quick. We'll roll through as many calls as we can. We're not saying this is going to happen. What we're saying is you need to be aware of who's inside our country.
Do you appreciate the broadcast of Andy Woods, Peter Pry, John Guandolo, Usama Dakdok, Tommy Ice, Phil Haney, Barry Nussbaum, Sam Jones, Billy and Karen Vaughn, Chris Gobbets, Olivier Melnick, and the list goes on and on. Well, if you appreciate all of those broadcasters, did you know that we don't charge them a dime to carry their shows? Did you know that we produce their TV shows? We pay for their airfare, their hotel. We produce their shows, post-edit their shows. We pay for the $3,000 a month that we have to cover in streaming and storage in order to distribute those shows. So here's what I'm saying. If you appreciate all of these broadcasters, and you want to support what they're doing, then you do that when you support WVW Broadcast Network. Because without our network, how would they have this kind of distribution platform to speak the truth they do? So please understand, when you support with your tax-deductible contribution, WVW Foundation, you're not just supporting our network. You're supporting all these individuals who you have come to appreciate and respect. So thank you for supporting our entire broadcast team by continuing to help us maintain all of the ways that we produce shows, film shows, and distribute shows. Please consider making a tax-deductible contribution right now at WVWFoundation.com. We're increasingly needing monthly supporters, new monthly supporters. We appreciate all of the folks that give at the end of the year, but we really appreciate those folks that give each and every month so we can know that we have the budgets that we need to accomplish the projects in front of us. Again, we have thousands of dollars each and every month just to maintain operation. Again, you can make your tax-deductible contribution at WVWFoundation.com, or you can make a phone call and contribute by phone by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. Or you can use our mailing address, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690. That's P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. All of this information is on our website at WVWFoundation.com. Thank you for supporting all of our broadcasters by supporting WVWFoundation.com so they can keep having a free outlet to produce and distribute their radio and television shows. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. I want to reiterate, we're not saying these things are going to happen. What we're saying is one of the first rules of war is to know your enemy. And from a national security standpoint, I hope the local mayors and sheriffs and police departments are preparing for this. But I can tell you at the local level of your police and sheriffs, the answer is no, because they don't have a clue. If you said, tell me who the Democratic Socialists of America are, they go, huh? Tell me who this, you know, SDS is. Huh? They don't have a clue. Tell me about the Muslim Brotherhood and the history of them. I've talked to people in law enforcement that don't even know who's leading the mosques in their community. I named the imam in charge. They don't know who that is. Well, he's the imam in charge of the mosque in your town. Really? Why are you telling me this? Well, let me tell you who he is and what he does and what he said and where he goes and who he travels with and who he brings in to speak. They didn't know this. And this is the head of the police departments in various cities across America that I've talked to. I know more about who the anti-Americans are in their backyard than they do. So don't count on the fact your police are going to help you. Largely, they're not. And if you are being paid what most of them are being paid and problems broke out, you'd probably stay at home, too, with your family and take care of your family first. I can't frankly blame them. And that's what comes when we spend so much money on sports arenas for high school students, like they're professional football players, or million-dollar AstroTurf for elementary kids to play soccer on, and all the other things we've spent money on, and we don't pay our police a wage well enough that they're saying, you know what, I'm going to do my duty because, A, it's my duty, I took an oath, but, hey, I get paid really well, I'm not going to lose this job. Now, there'll be some that will stay out there in the risk and take the risk, those first responders. They will. But there'll be some who say, "This, I'm not being paid enough by my city or county to take this on." And I wouldn't blame some of them. Maybe Americans can get their priorities straightened around now. But who's going to deal with these groups if they start creating trouble? And is your local law enforcement, county law enforcement, even going to know who these groups are, much less that they are there? And the answer I'm finding from a lot of them is they don't even begin to know who these people are. Why? Largely because when you try to go in and groups try to go in and educate them and brief them, the very enemies they're going to be briefed on, those groups shut down that kind of training. That's ironic. Let's go to Susan, line two. Susan, thank you for calling. Go ahead, Susan.
Hi, I just have a question. I run a dog grooming shop, and I was cleaning, and the product that I used said it kills the human coronavirus. How can that be a new virus if I bought this gallon of stuff over a year ago?
Well, there are different kinds of coronavirus, as I understand. So there are different kinds of strains. Just as there's a different kind of strains of flu, there are different kinds of strains of coronavirus. And, of course, a virus is a virus in the sense of if you use the right chemicals, you can kill the virus that's on that surface. So that would probably be the answer to that. I mean, again, I'm not a doctor, but I'm just going off what I know about viruses and chemicals you could use to, you know, kill those viruses. Thank you, Susan. Let's go to Andreas in New Mexico. Thank you for calling in. Go right ahead, Andreas.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. And I listen to your program almost every day when I can see it and I can hear it. But anyway, I'm going to speak on behalf of myself and the working folks. You know, most of the folks in the blue collar are working from check to check, and they're one paycheck away from being homeless. Okay, now this government assistance that the president is proposing, I think it's a good idea because, I mean, I've been there and I'm still there and I'm retired now, but I'm still living from check to check. And, you know, when you have to endure the extra costs of this and that and then trying to figure out what's going on, I mean, there's single moms and single dads that are working their tails off to put food on the table and pay the rent, and again, one paycheck away from being homeless. That's pretty sad here in America, and most of them don't have no health care. So, you know, I love the president. I like his ways, but, you know, I think we need to start looking more at the working folks and the poor and the people that are struggling to get by. And think of the children. Thank you, sir, for this program. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for calling in. That you listen every day. And before we go back to the phone lines, 1-800-347-9829. Trevor, we don't want to underestimate people that fall on hard times or that find themselves living in that kind of situation. But at the same time, we need to be more involved in our country, in our schools, teaching people how to manage their money. We're so busy teaching them about racism and how bad capitalism or the free market system is and how bad whitey is and how evil America is, when we could be using that time to teach them free market principles, how to balance a checkbook, why you don't want to get into debt, what does interest look like on a car note, and what you're really going to pay for that car. Well, you know, we have stopped teaching home ec and common sense to Americans, which is why they don't know how to manage money, because there was a time in America when blue-collar workers did not live like this. They did not live paycheck to paycheck because they had the training and the education to manage their finances, not to get in this situation. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And wouldn't it be great instead of if when 80% of American kids left school, instead of half them going to college, they went to trade school instead or did apprenticeships? You imagine how much better off we'd be if 60% of kids left school to go to trade school or do an apprenticeship
to learn a trade, no student loan, a useful occupation to get them out, you know, into the middle class or above the middle class.
Well, you know, I have an electrician.
Things, you know, we've had a luxury. We've been living in a fool's paradise for a long time, and it's about time that stopped.
I have an electrician, and I've been trying to get him to come to my studio here and do some work for me for our studio for 2 months. And he's worth waiting on because his prices are good and he's good. He's an older guy that knows what he's doing, and his prices are so good that it's worth waiting. But I've been waiting 2 months. Why? Because he's so busy. Why? Because he knows what he's doing. He's a good country electrician, good guy, good old country boy. His prices are good. He's a good guy. Everybody likes him, and he can't even keep up with the volume of work. And I said to one of my kids the other day, you should go to school to become an electrician, apparently. Let's go to line four, yes. Zalton in Michigan. Zalton, thank you for calling in. Go ahead, Zalton.
Yes, I want to thank you for the topic, and I'm kind of a conspiratorial thinking kind of a guy. I see it coming down the road, and I've been nervous for quite some time that the only way that they would possibly get rid of Trump would be to tank the economy. And it's not just Trump against the Dems or the rhinos. It's actually Trump against the world, really, literally. And so, you know, he's put a real monkey wrench in the one world order and the way things are going. And so there's lots of people really want him gone.
In fact, you know what, Zalton, if you go back to my radio show before he was elected and right after he was elected, you will hear me saying over and over, the globalists will collapse the economy if they have to get rid of him. That is in the Situation Room. You will find me warning about that before he was elected and right after he was elected. And let's not forget, the communists are a globalist organization as well. My guest has been Trevor Loudon. Thank you for being with us, Trevor. He has a brand new book out called White House Reds, which you might want to get on Amazon or at trevorloudon.com. Stay tuned for Crosstalk. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Threats of terrorism and EMP. Biological warfare, pandemics, cyber hacking of our power grid, and critical infrastructures. Hello, I'm Brannon House. We indeed are living in dangerous times. And the things that many people thought were impossible are now making headlines. Recently, the Drudge Report headline concerned Iranian terror cells within the United States of America. In 2018, our federal government finally admitted that indeed China and Russia have hacked into our nation's power grid. Iran has practiced shooting a missile off of a freightliner that could be used to carry out an EMP attack on America. Russia, China, and Iran recently carried out a military exercise together. And in 2018, Russia and China carried out what has been called the largest military exercise in world history. In 2018, Forbes magazine reported that the Trump administration's national security strategy released a warning that biological threats to the U.S. homeland are indeed growing. North Korea, among other terror states, are known to have biological weapons. The question is, in these uncertain and dangerous times, is your family prepared? Or will you find yourself waiting for the government to provide you with food, water, and emergency supplies? Well, if you are, then you're clearly not listening to the public officials that have gone on camera and told the public that there is no way the government can come to the rescue of most people if our nation has a serious national security event. I put together an emergency preparedness plan for my family years ago. And if you want to know what's in my family's personal emergency preparedness footlockers, then simply visit wvwtv.com/store. That's wvwtv.com/store. You see, after talking about my family's plan, many of you asked if I would share a list of the items I had acquired. We decided here at WVW-TV that we would do even better than just sharing our list with you. We'd actually provide you with the same items that are in my family's emergency preparedness kit at very competitive prices. This is a great opportunity for your family to build your own emergency preparedness kit while at the same time supporting WVW Broadcast Network. So please, go to wvwtv.com/store. That's wvwtv.com/store and begin to build your emergency preparedness supplies now. The great thing about the supplies we offer is that they have a long shelf life. The premier freeze-dried food company, I believe, is Mountain House. This is who the U.S. Navy SEALs choose when purchasing freeze-dried food. And Mountain House, well, their food has at least a 25-year shelf life. And we offer Mountain House food in our store at wvwtv.com/store. Maybe you want to purchase a few items over many months or over the next year so you can budget for these purchases. However you do it, please visit wvwtv.com/store right now and take a look at what is in my family's emergency preparedness kit and see if some of these items aren't right for your family. That's wvwtv.com/store.